Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Being Real right here on Impact 103 this morning. And something that I just really feel like we need to continue in our conversation about yesterday. If you remember that scripture that we started it off with was James 4 verse 6. But he gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit to meet this evil tendency and all others fully. That is why he said, God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly, those who are humble enough to receive it. And yesterday we spoke about humility. We spoke about allowing God to be God in your life, being humble under the great and mighty hand of God, so that we can receive what he has for us. And what does he have for us? In the scriptures, it tells us he has grace for us. He has the power of the Holy Spirit for us to receive. And I'm telling you, sometimes in my life, I know I need to do what I need to do. Like when God speaks to you, he's like, okay, be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. It's like, okay, sometimes, let's just be real. Sometimes I feel like I can kick myself and like, oh man, I didn't do it. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And that's why I need grace. I need forgiveness. I need mercy. And it reminds me of Lamentations 3:22-23. It says, it is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed. Because of his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Every morning we can receive undeserved favor. Man, it's just, it makes me just like, oh Lord, like thank you. Just so thank you, because I need it. I need a savior. I need someone that can come in and save me out of sin. Save me out of the circumstances of life that I find myself in when I don't obey the Lord. And this is something that God gives us freely. It's a free gift. It's grace. We need a savior. Let me read this definition again to you in James 4 verse 6. It says, but he gives us more and more grace. This is what grace is. The power of the Holy Spirit to meet this evil tendency and all others fully. Whew! What a description about what grace is. I mean, like, it just gets me excited knowing that God is with me to overcome every single thing that is going to come up against me. Even sin itself cannot stand up against me. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. It's love. It's grace. It's mercy. It's him, God, doing it on our behalf. And there is no way that I'd be able to escape it without a savior. His name is Jesus. And sometimes, you know, just talking about this, I got to be real. There's times where I feel like, man, I can't get away from my sin. There's things that I'm learning and God is showing me things. And it's like, okay, I know I'm supposed to be doing it, but I can't. And I base my experience. I take my experience and actually put my faith in the experience more than in the word of God. And I'm like, wait, what actually really matters? It's the word of God that really, really matters. That's how I define my life. Not through my experience of me falling again and again and again in sin, but rather in understanding the word of God that says he will forgive me of all my sins. If I am willing to repent, he will forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. This is the truth. This is the truth. He will cleanse me completely. All unrighteousness is gone. If I humble myself and say, God, I believe your word. There is definitely a better way when it comes to understanding who Jesus is. I mean, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But kind of the first step to receiving grace, as we've been talking about, is the realization, the understanding, I need a savior. I'm not going to be able to do this by myself. I mean, how many times have we stepped up and think, oh, I can make it better? But the thing is, with like sin, you can't make it better. You can't. You literally are unable to do it. It is God that is working inside of you that can do it. He's the one. He's the one. He paid the price for sin. He died for our sins on the cross, and we cannot do it by ourselves. And so instead of us trying to take that and on ourselves, because as soon as we do, like, there's condemnation, guilt, shame running through us because we're constantly thinking, man, if I could only do better, if I could, I mean, I know better, I should be doing better, but there's a free gift. There's a free gift. That's what Jesus came to do. And it says in Romans 8, verses 1, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation, no judging guilt of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. You know, the one time I was reading this and the Holy Spirit just stopped me and he said, Owen, at any time you can choose what you're in, either in the Spirit or you're in flesh. You get to choose. And it carries on in verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. Like, what? It's freed me. I'm no longer conformed to sin. I don't have to listen to that urge. I don't have to listen to that temptation. I don't have to do the things that the flesh is telling me to do. I don't have to do it. It says in verse 3, for God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit. But he sent his Son in the guise of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. God condemned sin in the flesh, subdued it, overcame it, deprived it of its power over all who accept the sacrifice. Ah, this scripture just hits me in every single way. Like, it makes me so excited because I realize at any stage I can stop the thought. I can stop where I am. You know, like, you have trains of thought and you can think of it, and but at any time you can stop it. Anytime you can stop and choose to think differently. That's the power that God gives us. That's the power. We get to choose differently. And if we repent, he is faithful, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. This is grace. Guys, we don't have to do it in our own strength. I mean, think of your own situation. If there's times where you have to just clean it up, clean it up. It's okay. Just take the moment, stop what you're doing and say, now I'm choosing to be in the Spirit. Jump in and let's go. Okay, check this out, all right? Scripture, Romans 5:10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, it is much more certain now that we are reconciled, that we shall be saved, daily delivered from sin's dominion. You know, when I read that, daily delivered, it's like, thank you, Jesus. It's not just for one day that I decide, okay, I'm going to be following Jesus. And then you have to be like right, doing the right thing for the rest of your life. God knew we couldn't. He knew we couldn't. So this grace that he gives us not only covers our past sin, it covers the sin that we've done now, but also it covers the sin that we'll be doing in the future. Like, God got us. Like, he completely has us in the palm of his hand. But something that I realize that I've learned, okay, is it's not only grace isn't just getting rid of the sin. That's forgiveness, that's mercy. But grace empowers us not to sin again. And this is something that I feel like even now I need more and more revelation of, that the Holy Spirit is inside of me, giving me strength, giving me might to be able to say no. No to temptation. No to those things in my life that seem to keep on coming up. It's like, no, I am equipped now with the power of the Spirit inside of me. I don't have to say yes to this. I don't have to. Like, God has given me the ability now to withstand every single thing that comes my way. Like it says in his word, he will never tempt me beyond my ability to stand firm. That means I have the ability. And it says in Acts 1 verse 8, when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, you receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. To do what? To live a righteous life, to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. It's like the power to live righteously, we have it. We have it. It's not our own power. It's not in our own strength. It's relying on God. Humbly saying, God, I can't do this. I need you to do this through me. And then he does. Then he really, really does. So let's believe it. Let's actually say, okay, what am I believing? Am I believing the grace that God has given me? That I don't need to sin any longer? Do I believe it?
The Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
All right, it's time for Challenge for Change again. New month, new time that we have together. But I actually had this amazing interview with someone that actually had the courage to say, count me in. I want to do this challenge and put in the effort to actually go through the scriptures, learn them. And her name is Samantha. What a champion. What an absolute champion. And actually, I want to play a little bit of the interview that I had with her. Why did you want to join Challenge for Change?
My heart, everything about me is about Jesus. I love the Lord so much. I pursue God as much as I can. And I know that God has been challenging me to get back into the Word again.
How have you actually found the challenge that we've been going through?
I found it quite challenging in the sense of time. And also, because being a mom and having pregnancy brain, my memory is just terrible. Once you've had a child, you just remembering scriptures is quite a challenge in itself. Okay. So I'll remember the numbers, I'll remember the scripture name, but then I'd have to constantly read it, constantly. I also found the Amplified quite difficult to memorize version.
Yes, doing Amplified, that's very true. So have you had any experiences now throughout the week that you've actually been like meditating on this and actually putting it into practice on learning the scripture?
I had an encounter with the Lord on Saturday.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
The fire of God was all over me.
That is fantastic.
I was prostrate on the floor and yes, so for me, John 6:63 is very much where my heart is at the moment.
Wow, amen. Okay, so final question. How did this challenge help you? Did it help you in any way?
I think when you're meditating on the word, and the difference is if just reading it doesn't generally help unless you're actually chewing on the word. And for me, like three scriptures, for me, one scripture could be enough for me specifically if it really touches me. Mm. And meditating and chewing on it, I think if you allow the Holy Spirit to really penetrate and let it go down to your spirit, the Word of God will actually change how you see things and how you see people. And also, I just found that my joy came back as well. Yeah, I've had a few challenges in the last couple of years.
Honestly, this makes me so happy because this is what the whole challenge is really about. It's about us coming into our own personal encounters with Jesus, yes, through the power of his word. So for the fact that like one of these scriptures just really stood out to you, specifically John 6:63, that the Spirit is the one that gives life, and for you to say, yes, I really found my joy again through this, that for me is like, yes, ah, Lord, it's worth it. That's fantastic.
Yes, and also that we cannot walk in the flesh, just as that scripture says. Amen. If we're not walking in the Spirit, we cannot accomplish what God has called us to do. We cannot be Jesus to people. I personally know that. And the more you grow with the Lord, the more you can distinguish between the flesh and the Spirit, I believe. Right. And I know when I've stepped out in the flesh and I've gotten upset or angry.
Exactly. I mean, yes, you know exactly what's in, yeah, your heart and in your mind in those moments. So it's fantastic.
Yes. I was quite nervous yesterday. I was like, oh no, let me hide.
But you actually stepped out in courage to do it. So fantastic. That was great. Isn't that like, oh my gosh, like I'm actually just like, Lord, woo. It's just really beautiful, the fact that someone can do that, you know? What like hit me so much was the fact that she did the work to do it, and then she had an encounter with God.
And it's like the word as well, you know, it's not that the more you eat, the more full you become. The more you eat, the more hungry you become.
Right.
And it creates within you a desire to have more, and it awakens you. And it's so incredible to even hear what happened, you know, as you say.
Exactly.
It's just like a transformative thing.
Yeah, one thing that she said, just to give you a background of who she is, okay, she's a stay-at-home mom in Joburg, okay? She was a graphic designer, but she said in the interview that she was hungry for the supernatural. And that's why she like took the actual challenge, and that God gave her a word for this year. How crazy is this? God gave her a word for this year that she needs to be brave. And that's why she stepped into doing the challenge.
But I like that also she was expecting something out of it. And that's exactly what she got.
Exactly.
Supernatural manifestation.
Exactly.
And, but also it didn't just come because, hey, that's all she was praying for. She had to take a certain step. She had to start meditating on scripture and making it habitual. And therefore, there was a manifestation of God's word in her life.
Come on. Okay, so quickly, if we take a look, I gave you these papers a little bit before. Is there scriptures there that we're going to, that like jump out at you? Because our new topic is grace.
For me, it's got to be Romans 5:17, and I'll tell you why. Scripture says, for if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through that. Okay, I'm not even going to finish it. But for me, it's that emphasis of if that one man's trespass or sin had so much weight over you, mm-hmm, how much more my grace for you? How much more, like if it could have that much weight and impact in man's outcome,
yeah,
imagine if I, the difference, which is grace, myself, Christ, came. I'm here to turn things around.
Exactly.
How much more will my grace abound over my people?
I love it.
Did I ever think about that?
I love it. And you?
Say Romans 6, in verse 6 it says here, we know that our old, unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him, in order that our body of sin might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves of sin. One thing I realized in my walk with God personally is that as was said in the interview, is that when you're walking in the Spirit, you no longer fulfill the desires of the flesh, and you can't perform God's will for your life while you're walking in your flesh, because naturally you lean towards sin. But in God's grace, He allows you to be aligned in a place to be able to walk in His will and walk without that sin.
So what I think we're going to do for this month is that we're going to take the three that like have stood out for us, Romans 5:17, Romans 6:6, and then the one that's been standing out to me is James 4:6, which is about if you humble yourself, that's when God will give you grace. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me for Challenge for Change. And let's get learning. And I'm so glad that you were able to join in with me here on Being Real. I've had a fantastic time and I honestly feel really good after that interview that we had for Challenge for Change. I just understand so much that God is really working in our lives through the Word of God. And I appreciate everyone that is listening, everyone that is partaking in this time that I have with you. It's honestly a privilege, you know, to go on together, you know, to encourage each other, lift each other up. And I just want to leave you with this, is this question, because I know we can do it. You know we can really, really do it and put the effort in. So the question is, what do you really believe? What do you really believe? And as we spoke about in that time for Challenge for Change, it says in Romans 6:6, we know that our unrenewed self was nailed to the cross in him, in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil. This is the truth that we live in. This is the truth that we believe. So what do you believe? And do you really, really, really believe it? Because I know that Jesus has it for you. He has it for me. And I need to be the one that claims it, lives in it, and stands on it and says, God, if you have it for me, then there's nothing that's going to stop me from getting it. So God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And also stay tuned, because right now after this, we have news and then it's going to be Tuesdays with Tondi. So please stay tuned, because you're going to really enjoy spending time with him. And then also, finally, just remember to keep your relationship real with Jesus, and also that he really, really does love you. God bless.